Tom, congratulations. Tremendous season. You got the Timberwolves back in the playoffs.
Oh, well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate it, and I'm certainly proud of the guys. And now we have to get ready to go and play Houston. So we're looking forward to the challenge, but I thought our guys did an unbelievable job all year, particularly when Jimmy went down. And then with the schedule the way it was down the stretch, to fight our way in like we did is a great accomplishment for our team. I think our young guys gained a lot of valuable experience from it, and hopefully we'll continue to get better.
When you mapped this out coming in, making the deal to bring Jimmy in, did you anticipate it would come down to the 82nd game of the year to get in?
Well, you know, I thought the one thing after being here the first year, I knew we needed some veteran leadership. And then to have an opportunity to get an elite player like Jimmy, who I view as a top 10 player in the league and a two-way player, and also a guy who was going into his prime, I thought he would be a perfect fit for us. And then, of course, to be able to also add Taj, which I thought was tremendous for us, a guy like Jamal, and then the Jeff Teague, who I know from coaching against him in the playoffs how tough he is. And those guys provided a lot of leadership for our young guys, and I thought that helped to speed up the process for Carl and Wig and for Tyus. And then down the stretch, I also thought that being able to get Derrick Rose when we needed a shot in the arm down the stretch, and he gave us that.
You're in, you get Houston, number one team in the NBA. Boy, I tell you, they've had an incredible season. How do you slow them down?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's, you know, they have a lot of weapons, and certainly it starts with, you know, James Harden and Chris Paul. And when you have two superstars like that and their willingness to sacrifice and play for each other, they're very tough to match up with. A guy like Capella, who sometimes probably doesn't get enough credit, but the credit that he does deserve is he rolls to the rim on every pick and roll, which pulls people in and sets up their three-point game. And then they have a lot of tough-minded players that can shoot threes and play very unselfishly. It's a terrific team.
Tom, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, sir.
Anytime.
All right.